Hello and welcome to this episode of the Pretty Girls Club. So as you can tell by the title, we are looking through my fashion eras of my lifetime. I've lived quite a long life, so it's about time we look back. And honestly, I'm a bit nervous because this is specifically looking back on my fashion over the years. So did I even have a fashion sense back then? I don't know. I was also a child who wore a trash bag and walked along Orchard Road. So, you know, like, why am I talking about fashion? I guess it's because I'm Singapore's top fashionista. So in this episode, we're going to take a walk down memory lane. I think we are starting as young as from my secondary school days, or maybe even younger. I have no idea. So Kai Ying has prepared a compilation of a whole bunch of pictures from horrible times of my life. And we're going to look back at, like, what I used to wear, how I used to dress, what the hell was I thinking? And where we are today, you know, how far we've come from that. So how this is going to work is that we're really going to take a look at all my different eras. So Kai's going to send me a bunch of pictures from a certain era in my life. So like the 2010s, you know, like my ugly birth days, you know, I don't know, okay, I don't know what to expect. Okay, so yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but I guess we were all ugly once, right? And I guess it's what's on the inside that counts, right? Okay, silence. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's take a look at the first set of images that I have received. I'm so nervous. Okay, so this goes back to like super, super young, my baby era. Oh my God, I'm so cute. Eh? You hear me say, I'm so cute, not I was so cute, because it's the same girl you see in these pictures right here today. Okay, I think this is very, very cute. So honestly, right, I think my mom did a great job in dressing me. And then when I started dressing myself, that was the problem. That's where everything went downhill, you know? But okay, so since for all you audio listeners, let's describe this picture. So it is a very cute picture of me in traditional way. I guess we were celebrating something. Lord knows what we were celebrating, lah. But I look very happy. I smile until, honestly, my cheeks very cute. But I guess we're talking about my fashion. So what's up with that long ass chain though? I guess I was a child, so maybe I just had a tiny ass neck. So this chain was just like insanely long on me, but actually it's normal length, you know? Yeah, but okay, very cute pink and blue traditional outfit. The next picture, I think hilarious. This dress, my facial expression is truly what I was wearing that day. But this dress, simple, very cute, girl next door vibes. Like, oh, I just want to go for a walk in the park. Stop talking to me. And then I just look like I'm plotting your entire family's murder. Like, this picture is very intense. You need to, honestly, if you're listening to this on Spotify right now, please just look at the video on Spotify as well, because this picture is worth it. So yeah, I look very evil, but I guess quite spot on lah. So let's take a look at my next era. So I'm grateful that in my baby era, my mom dressed me lah, because her fashion sense, not bad, not bad. Okay, next one. Oh my God, next one is my hideous era. Okay, so this is where things get downhill, because I started dressing myself. So like, what did I know? I was a child. Like, who allowed me to go buy clothes? Who allowed me to walk into a wardrobe and pick something? Literally, who allowed that? So honestly, it sounds like it's my mom's fault. But anyways, this is the 2010s, and I was in secondary school at that point. So we start off extremely painfully strong with my prom picture. Yes, I wore this for prom. Wow, I look that bad, yeah. Come on, man. What's with that silver-ass, shiny-ass bracelet that's like glowing? My hair was so insanely long. Like, did I not know salons existed or what? Wow, that's too much. Okay, honestly, this dress, very simple. I think I was at a point in my life where I was really trying to like hide my body, and I started like hating myself at this point. Okay, maybe not started, but I was fully into hating myself at this point. So yeah, I didn't really like how I looked. Didn't really want to show like my skin or like just like dress up. You know, I was very happy to like just cover my body as much as I could. So yeah, I wore this long sleeve black dress that was like really just pretty shapeless. Nothing that would accentuate anything to show how my body would look, you know. So yeah, I actually wore heels, strappy heels. Who am I, yeah? But yeah, I remember this being prom. I think my mom did my makeup. I had like purple makeup on. Wow. And my hair was just crazy long. It was like a full like, it felt, I think it looks like it's a meter long, yeah. It's so insanely long. It's so weird. Okay, so let's never look at my prom photos again. Oh my gosh, the next one. The next one gets worse. Okay, I remember this dress. This dress is literally from Cotton On, guys. So it was the era where dresses, it was like that bandage skirt. Oh my god, bandage skirts were so in. So like, it was a dress, like a one-piece dress, just that the bottom half of the dress was a bandage skirt. And the top half is just like, looks like a t-shirt, honestly. So, but yeah, it was just a one-piece dress. So this is a floral green and pink, very unflattering floral print. Not even a nice kind of floral, okay? And my hair, once again, still insanely long. Never in my life saw a pair of scissors. And I know, I remember this day so clearly. It was my friend's like farewell party. It was at some like, I think it was a condo or like some event space or something. And then we all went to the washroom and my friend was like, oh my god, stand there, like act like this is like a alley, like a runway thing, can you pose? And then I stood there and then like I actually held the walls and both sides of my hands and I posed to the camera. Who do I think I am, sia? Wow, this picture is too much. But honestly, I think this was the start of me wearing Cotton On. So I still shop Cotton On. I still wear Cotton On stuff. But they have like more inclusive sizes online. So yeah, I don't shop there as much. Well, the next one, honestly, this whole era, I just am so like, what was going on with my hair? But I guess we're not talking about it. We should talk about my fashion, which is even worse. So okay, so the next one was like the first time my mother let me on my house like that. That's how I look in the picture. So if I'm not wrong, everything I was wearing in this picture was like, at some point, my mom's, or like stuff she didn't wear anymore, it was just stuff we already had at home. So it's this very random like maroon pair of shorts and this floral tank top. And then I wore it with a pink cardigan. And I was carrying this NYUK bag. It's an NYUK handbag. And I was wearing like ballet flats, like Cotton On flats. So I did think, surprisingly, considering I was like in secondary school, my makeup was actually pretty good. But fashion sense wise, like, gotta go, man. Like, I think for that era, I dressed very appropriately because we were all in our ugly girl era. So I look fine. But these are things I probably would never wear together again. And I think something interesting to note is that I don't really recall, I think maybe the first time I went shopping like with my mom to buy clothes for myself. And when I started like, I was going out more and like just outings on the weekend and stuff, like not, yeah, like my mom wasn't dressing me anymore at that point. I was growing up. I guess that's when I shopped at places like Cotton On, but I guess I always struggled to find things that were in my size or were very flattering for me. So I was more inclined to just wearing hand-me-downs or wearing stuff I already had at home. Hence, this monstrosity that you see in front of you. Okay, next one. Oh my gosh. I remember this. Okay, this is literally the same exact outfit, but different colorway. So it's the same exact thing. I'm wearing navy blue shorts this time. I'm wearing a black tank top this time and a flannel. This is flannel, right? Who allowed me to wear flannel? Blue flannel somehow. Come on, man. At least give me the classic red one, you know? Blue flannel is a bit much. So same thing. I think my makeup was surprisingly not bad. I wore the same damn ballet flats because I used to wear my shoes until my toes would like stick out of it. Like until there would be, it was so worn out that I needed to buy a new pair. But I guess that's what, like, I guess it's quite normal for like families that don't like, you know, when you don't come from a family that splurges and you just use something until you really cannot use, then you buy a new pair. So it was a very like, yeah, very like thrifty, normal person way to live in my, that's how I was brought up, right? So I would always wear, I would buy the same thing over and over again. So like if I had this black ballet flats and I loved it a lot and I could match it with every outfit, I would always wear until cannot wear anymore, and then I'll go back to the store and buy the same exact thing again. So I never really explored like, actually, should I try a different color? Should I wear shoes that like are maybe not black, you know? And I think that also shows even today, like I'm very inclined to wearing dark footwear. I will never look to like getting anything light or colorful. I always just want to get a black pair of something because I know it will match every outfit I have. So I guess that's quite practical, and it's not really, you don't really dress for fashion, you really dress for practicality and functionality. So yeah, I did that a lot since secondary school, clearly. I mean, this is the same damn outfits, yeah, different colorway only. Oh my god, I want to say, you see, I just said that. This next outfit is the same exact bandage dress from Cotton On, just that it's a different print. So instead of floral, it is black and white stripes. Oh my god, remember this? This was a class barbecue we had, and we played block catching after this, and I was a loser in a dress that like ran around playing block catching. And I was like, nobody tell me the memo, y'all all wear shorts, what the hell? So yeah, that was, same thing, I used to do that a lot. Same thing, different colors. Next one, this literally was something my mom owned. I did not buy this top. So this was my favorite color actually at this point in my life. Like teal, turquoise, like anything of that color range. Like, that was my favorite thing. Oh my god. And I walked, wow, I was cooler than the Gen Z before they were even, before even they bonds here. Because look at me walking around with my digital camera. Who am I? Eh? And then this was just us going to, like, on a weekend, going to watch movie. So yeah, I wore this random t-shirt. And same thing, I wore it with, like, that, I guess, a bit more formal looking short, so it wasn't too casual. Okay, let's see the next era. So that was my 2020s. Oh, that was my, sorry, that was, oh, if that was 2020 sets, yeah. That was my 2010s. Now we're going to look at 2012. I remember 2012 to be the year that, wow, what was going on, yeah? So 2012 was the same year I enrolled in poly, actually. So I was year one in poly at this point. So, okay, this first picture I remember very clearly was Mother's Day. We all went to Rider's Cafe for my mom's day. For Mother's Day. And actually, funnily enough, this is exactly what I said about my 2010s. So that stupid dress I wore for prom, this is the same exact type of dress, just that it's in a different color. And obviously, I look better lah, because I was grown. And wow, I used to do this so often. It would be the same exact thing or whatever I was comfortable wearing, but I would just have I'll have it in like two colors. So I never really explored, and I never like, I really did not like how I looked, and I did not like my body. So I really just was very happy to wear things that were very baggy. And yeah, wow, sad. When I look back, I'm like, man, I actually look pretty cute. I should have dressed up better. Oh my god, okay, this next picture I love. This was like a trip to Malaysia with my family. And I was just wearing a white top, black leggings, and I think I was wearing my Doc Martens. Yeah, I was wearing my Doc Martens and a denim jacket. Okay, this era, it's something I would literally wear today. So I'm not ashamed of this. This is the first look I'm not ashamed of. Okay, like my baby ones are so I'm not ashamed of. But this look is actually very aged very well. I will wear it any day today. I still wear my shades on my head until now. But yes, so I was just getting to that. But that owl necklace though. What in the boogie street is this? Yeah. Like, come on, man. This is so like, okay, first of all, I don't even think I bought that on my own. I think someone bought it for me, because not very me, not very like, I never really wore like necklaces like this. But I do remember in that era of my life, at home, I had a whole bunch of trinkets, like random rings, random necklaces that like, I guess people gifted to me, or like over the years, just maybe stuff my mom bought for me, you know. And I never really wore them a lot. I was never really into changing my jewelry. And I was just like, yeah, okay, I'll just wear whatever that's comfy. But yeah, I do like this look a lot. Aged very well. I will not wear this necklace ever again. But yeah. Oh my god, the next one was literally my birthday. I think I was 18. Yeah, it was my 18th birthday. So at this point, I was living in this condo and I had a party with like all my friends. And they all came over to like, we had like a random BBQ at my house. So this dress I remember also from Cotton On. And I remember when I wore this, I was so self-conscious because I thought it was like way too short for me. And it is like, looking at the picture and looking at how I stood, you can tell that I was like very like awkward. Like just like, oh no, is this dress too short? But yeah, you know, in clearly the way I stood, you could tell that I was a bit insecure, don't know what for. But anyways, I did actually surprisingly wear boots quite a bit at this point. I remember these boots that I was wearing in this picture, they were killing me. They were like not even my size. They were like a size too small. And I had big ass feet my whole life. So I struggled not only to find clothes sometimes, but also shoes. And that was so frustrating. Also, you can tell that I clearly really loved a long straight hair up till 2012. But yeah, I think I look pretty cute here. So it could be worse, you know. It could have been way worse. So I think not bad. Okay, let's look at my 2013 fashion sense. At this point, I was year two poly. Okay, this first picture is, I was in Korea. It was actually for a school trip. So what I was wearing in this picture is actually the freaking Korea trip t-shirt. So not really my fashion sense. But okay lah, not too far from my fashion sense. I used to wear leggings as pants. And I did not give a shit, because for me, I clearly struggled to find like bottoms that would fit me well. And I was never really like I wore skirts, but not all the time. And I would prefer to wear pants. So because I could never really find pants that fit me well, or like just a nice tailored or something that fit me nicely, I just resorted to wearing leggings all the time because it was so easy to find leggings anywhere I went. And because I shopped Cotton On a lot, I always went to Cotton On and the size L leggings would fit me in any colorway, any print. I was like, oh, if I'm feeling fancy, I'll wear something like this, like in this picture, which was like, what? Aztec leggings. And no, this one, okay, this one is just green, but I remember having a pair of Aztec ones as well. So yeah. Also, I wore Converses a lot growing up. And I still do. I still own a couple of pairs of Converses. I think they are a damn solid shoe. But yes, let's see the next. Oh my God, who is she? So this was actually, I remember this, it was actually for a photo shoot for the CCA I was in Poly. So, oh my God, I was so self-conscious for this picture because the whole theme of it was like color blocking. And I remember like, basically within the CCA, we had different departments, right? So everybody from the same department would dress in like a similar like color theme. So it was a very colorful photo shoot and the people that I was paired up with, we were all trying to dress in pink and green. So actually this pink top was my own and I think it was Cotton On as well. Actually, I think this whole outfit was Cotton On. So yeah, I guess as much as I was pretty insecure and I didn't really like my body. I was actually quite brave because I did wear a lot of like bandage skirts and like pencil skirts like this. So yeah, this pair of heels that you see me wearing, I also wear just from Cotton On. So I swear my entire wardrobe just used to be Cotton On because it was like the only thing that was so readily accessible and available that carried my size. Yeah, and this was like before even I started shopping at places like H&M, you know, other like fashion brands that are also very accessible. So yeah, I actually think I look pretty good here. I think I remember this was one of the first few times my hair was like curled and I had really long hair at this point. So I was like, actually, my hair looks kind of nice. So yeah, I think I look pretty cute. I look like an office lady, but I was a child. Don't objectify me, you Tan Kin Lian lovers. Anyways, let's look at my next era. It's 2015. 2015 was the year I graduated from Poly. So hopefully it got better. I don't know. I'm scared. Oh, damn. Okay, this is my 21st birthday. We're going right into it, huh? Okay, so you can see the clear upgrade from my 18th birthday where I wore that short-ass dress I was very uncomfortable in. But yeah, you tell that I was a bit more like... At this point, I was working already, I remember. So we had this party at like a function room at the condo I was staying at that point. So yeah, this outfit, something I styled myself... Okay, like, I think it aged not bad. It could have been way worse. So this asymmetrical skirt, I think, was from ASOS. I think, yeah, at this point, I started shopping online already because I think I finally, like, dared to shop online and had, like, the means to shop online because I was already working, had my own money, my own savings, right? So I shopped online and I guess I was trying to figure out my style properly at this point. And I think once I discovered ASOS, it was very life-changing for me because once you figure out what your size is for this site and once you like kind of lock that down, you know, like, okay, does your size vary from like, are your bottoms size different from your tops, you know? And for me, it is. So I just had to make sure I was getting the right size for certain things at different cuts and all that. So figuring that out was a big win for me because that's when I guess I started to finally style myself well. So I think looking back at my 21st, actually not bad, but yeah. Interesting choice of colors. But my theme for my birthday, just to put it out there, was black and gold. Hence the, I was wearing like black and you see gold balloons and all that. Yeah. So let's see what else we got in 2015. Oh my gosh. This was in Japan. It was during Halloween. So I did the classic cop-out of got no Halloween outfit, so I don't know what to wear, but how about I just wear a black dress and black everything and act gothic? So this was me doing a very botched attempt because I was so insecure that I didn't dare to like actually put on like a makeup look that was very out of character for me. So the closest thing I got to like actually trying to dress up into this like witchy or like dark gothic type of look was literally just by doing dark lipstick. And I didn't even like, I just did like a smoky eye-ish. I didn't dare to do like eyeliner that would make me look like intense or scary. Plus, I was in a country like Japan where like, to some extent, people look at you some type of way when you're brown. So I also a bit like, I don't want more attention. Like, I don't want to bring more attention to myself. Plus, I was already like, I'm typically the odd one out in most friend groups, like in big friend groups especially already, just because of I am a plus size girl. I'm a plus size woman. I am brown. And when you're in a place like Japan, I was very like, yeah, I'm not very comfortable to just fully be myself and wild out. So this was the most daring I dared to go when it came to like trying to dress up for Halloween. But it was nice. It worked out pretty well because I borrowed that cap from a friend and I had that leather, like jacket thingy that I got from, I think it was a H&M or a Zara in Japan itself. So yeah, it fit me pretty well. I think I look kind of cute. This also aged quite well. So let's look at my next era. It's the 2016 year. I'm a bit nervous. What was I doing in 2016? Lord knows. Oh my god, I was becoming Singapore's top fashion influencer. So this is truly, I would say, my peak fashion era because I literally wore a trash bag on Orchard Road. And honestly, how many of y'all can say you've done that? Huh? So 2016 was truly the era we're all here for. And hopefully some of y'all listening to this, you have watched the Fashion Police video and were following me since then. Because that is clearly one of the most iconic things that has happened in my life. So choosing to wear a trash bag and walk along Orchard Road was like one of the most unhinged things I could have possibly done in my life. And funnily enough, I remember this day so clearly because I was working at an agency at that point. And on this exact day, I remember taking leave or taking a day off from work because I went to a job interview at MediaCorp. So I went to a job interview at MediaCorp in the morning. And then at my job interview, I remember being asked about this Fashion Police video because it was so viral. Not my video, but like the one I was parodying, because it was a MediaCorp production. And I was asked about it in my interview and I laughed about it. And I said, actually, funnily enough, I'm going to film a parody. And the person who eventually chose to hire me, that boss, she knew very well I was going to film a parody, but she didn't know I was going to wear a trash bag, walk along Orchard Road, do all that. So eventually I make this parody, it goes viral, and somehow I get the MediaCorp job, which is so funny to me because this was literally the day I applied for that job. And I got the job. And yeah, I was working at MediaCorp for like, I think maybe a year after that. And then I quit to do like Pretty Please stuff full time. One of the best decisions I ever made. But anyways, this was a very funny day. And same thing, I think in this picture, in the trash bag picture, you can also see that I was still wearing leggings as pads because I really never gave that up, even though I was at a point in my life where I knew people made fun of that. And I knew people were always like very critical about people who wore leggings as pants. Okay, so now we're moving on to the year 2017. So at this point, I was fully doing Pretty Please stuff full time. And I think this was the first actual year where I was fully immersed into doing my own content full time. So that's what so I guess that's where you will see the first look. So this, oh my god, this picture is so iconic. So I think this was my first ever music parody. It was my Cardi B Bodak Yellow parody. So I did it for Deepavali. And oh, I love this picture so much. So I wore this red sari and it's something that I actually had at home. So when it comes to wearing traditional Indian outfits, I was always very comfortable to wear what I already had at home. And my childhood was like, my mom is very fashionable and my mom used to sew growing up. So my mom was very into fashion. She has a lot of clothes. And every time it came to wearing like a sari or something very traditional, I would just basically go to my mom's closet and just grab something my mom already had. And especially when it was a sari, I basically needed her help to put it on. So she helped me. Every time you see me in a sari, my mom put me in it, okay? So yeah, this outfit, very iconic. I wore this, walked around Little India, filmed this, my first ever rap parody. And you see Minnie, my dog, in the background, the little cutie. Okay, so yeah, I think I look damn bomb. My friend Sahar did my makeup here. I look so freaking good. Ugh, me in traditional wear is honestly very iconic. Okay, next, let's see the next picture. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the next two pictures are actually from my Esquire photo shoot. So, wow, Siu Fang and Gabe. I worked with them. Siu Fang styled me. She did such an amazing job. So this one not really my fashion sense, so she can take the full credit there. She styled me. I look so freaking good. I remember this sequin dress. I remember it being from ASOS. So yeah, when I saw it at the shoot, like I was like, damn, I've never worn a dress like that. And this is easily one of the best photo shoots I've ever done. And obviously throughout my career as Pretty Please, I've been to a couple of magazine like photo shoots or like just photo shoots in general. And I have been some level of uncomfortable because I always don't know if the clothing would fit me. And I always don't know how my makeup's going to be and stuff like that. So I always got very nervous. And I have been to a couple of shoots where there was one shoot I remember so clearly where it wasn't just myself who was getting featured. It was two other creators and they are like very straight size, like actually pretty skinny people. So I went there and I remember the stylist pulled out a rack of clothing to say that everything that they had was sample size. And I remember being so upset because the self-hate I went through in my mind. Like, I literally was called to do a feature and I was getting featured for the work I do as Pretty Please and the content I create. And then, like, it's not like y'all don't see me in my videos, right? I'm obviously plus size. I obviously will not fit sample size. So I remember that bummed me out, and the self-hate that I went through in my mind was so sad. So that happens a lot. And I think at this point, like, I guess I was obviously more vocal in general because I started creating content. I started talking about how I feel about things and my opinions and stuff. So I definitely started to, like, these experiences shaped the way I use my platform as well and made me, like, realize that I need to talk about these things. I need to talk about body positivity. I need to talk about at least body neutrality. Like, stop talking about people's bodies, you know, stop doing things that make people feel like shit when they shouldn't, and just be more inclusive, like, especially when you're gonna invite someone down for a shoot, the least you can do is check their size, make sure you have their size. If not, what's the point? Why am I gonna wear a naked photo shoot? Anyways, so the next look was the new paper feature, and this was the first actual news, like, feature I ever had. So it was a style section, and it was a really fun interview. So I wore, like, a full black outfit and used my trash bag as, like, outerwear, like a nice cape that I had. So I think I looked damn bomb in this picture. Like, my makeup was also so freaking nice. Makeup artist killed it. So yeah, this was the I guess the era of Pretty Please in the public eye, like, fully. Okay, so let's go to the next year. Let's look at 2018. Oh damn. Okay, so I'm damn hot, yeah. So so clearly I'm well into dressing myself at this point. And obviously, as you can tell throughout the years, I got better. So this red dress, I think every time I wear it, like, people just like, damn, they need to stop looking at me. But also, if you're a woman, I don't mind, you know? So so anyways, this dress, this was actually, these two pictures are actually from a work trip to New York. And I think when I was there, I did feel a bit more comfortable in the way I dressed. And I also did feel, I did see some form of, like, I don't know, comfort or, like, joy in the fact that people wouldn't judge me as much. And there were, like, way more plus size people in a space like New York. So I didn't feel really, like, self-conscious. And I guess you can tell just in the way that I'm looking in this picture with me in the red dress. I look damn confident, yeah. Who am I? So yeah, this is a dress I still have that I don't really wear anymore because it makes me a bit nervous to wear it out. But I should. And the next one is a picture at Times Square. So obviously it was really cool. So I had outerwear on most of, like, this trip. I did think this was really stylish, and I did love, like, the fur, that little, like, fake faux fur thingy was something that was detachable. So it made this a very wearable outerwear because you could just wear it as a cardigan. And yeah, I did think I looked really good, yeah. And this was not bad. I think it was really casual and simple, but, like, a very, like, elevated look just with nice outerwear. So yeah, I think I look pretty cute. Okay, let's see the next one. Okay, 2019. 2019 is the true era of, it was the Pretty Please brown face year. Actually, get it right. It's the Dennis Chiu brown face here. Okay, so this first picture in my 2019 era, this is a trip to Korea. Wow, this is damn nice, yeah. So I had this one, like, pleather, like, bomber jacket from Guess. And I actually worked with Guess a couple of years ago. So I got to, like, pick out a bunch of clothes that I liked, lah, you know. And this was, like, the first time I shopped at a place like Guess. So obviously I had to pick something that I knew was, like, very iconic, very stylish, something that was a bit timeless. So this bomber jacket was really iconic. I wore it so often, and it honestly elevated so many looks, so many really simple casual looks, and just made me look damn stylish, like, for no reason at all. But then eventually the bomber jacket, like, yeah, it just started, like, tearing, peeling apart because obviously it's fake leather. So I no longer have it, which is quite sad. But yeah, this, like, mesh, like, silver blouse that I wore, same thing. All the pants that I kept wearing at this point in my life were still, like, one step away from being leggings because they were, like, cotton, very soft, elastic waistband, had pockets, but they were not explicitly leggings. They were just, like, cotton pants that obviously my body stretched out to the point where it would look like leggings, lah. So yeah, I wore these pants like crazy. I wore them every other day. I had them in a couple of colors and I wore them nonstop. So the next outfit is this, like, wow, what is this looks, yeah? Honestly, I wish I dared to dress like this. I just don't bother anymore. I dare to, but, like, I don't bother. I don't try as hard to, like, look cute anymore, and I need to because it makes me feel better about myself. But yeah, this was a pink dress that I bought from ASOS, and it was, the material on it felt a bit like, it was very similar to denim. Is it corduroy? Yes, corduroy. So I never really owned anything in this, like, pink as well, but I knew this dress was a bit too revealing to wear on its own. Plus, I just didn't feel comfortable. So one day I was like, you know what, I really want to wear it. I think it's very cute. But I just decided to wear this long sleeve top underneath. And it worked out really well. So I should do that more with dresses that I think are too revealing and I wouldn't want to wear out on its own. Shut up, Sia. So this next outfit is me dressed as a bowl of laksa and also roti john. So in 2019, yeah, I did this like video web series. It was a food series where I was a host for this like cooking show, like cooking contest type thing. Oh my gosh, this was the era where I just hired Wee-san, by the way. So Wee-san had a field day laughing his ass off, looking at me dressed up as roti john and laksa. But this was so funny. Like, I had so much fun doing this show, and I need to do more like super random fun gigs like this again, because I really had so much fun. And obviously I was styled in a way I would never style myself. And wow, that's damn funny. And the effort that went into like creating these pieces to fit me was really a lot of like effort. And yeah, props to the team I worked with. Like, they really killed it. But you see, the same year, I also can look like this. Wow, I look damn good. So this sequin black dress and ankle boots are such a like simple combo, but I look so glam and so dressed up. Maybe it also helps that I was standing on a red carpet. But even my hair, everything just looked like, wow, this looks so good. You tell me there's a scene out of Gossip Girl, I believe. Anyways, so this same dress I wore on my birthday the following year. So yeah, I guess you can repurpose clothes and not just wear them once, you know, foreign concept. But yeah, this dress was really, really nice. I think I still have it, but I don't really wear it anymore. Because, you know, when you keep sequin pieces for too long, eventually the sequins start to like wear and tear, and then they start to fall off a bit, and then they get stuck to other pieces of clothing, and then they just get damaged. So yeah, I don't really wear a lot of sequin anymore, but this look was damn nice. Okay, let's look at 2020. Oh, this is where we're reaching present day. But 2020 was like, I guess, COVID era, right before COVID hit. Damn, okay, so this was part of a photo shoot I did for my initial podcast, Try Me Bitch. So I wore this lace black dress, and I styled it with so many different props. So I had like pictures that I could just use forever. So I shot this with my friend Jaden, and this is me in my Rudolph but sexy era. Anyways, the next picture was actually, oh my god, the next picture was me on a cruise for the first time since I was a child. And also, this was when me and Shark were secretly dating. And then I bring him on a cruise. Damn loser. Like, the whole world know, you know? But anyways, we weren't secretly dating. We just weren't telling people we were dating, except our closest friends. And then we were just out in public doing things. And then people are like, oh, I didn't know you all together. And I'm like, I just didn't know. So, so this is quite funny because I shy. And then now I'm just there like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm asking Shark to take pictures of me. And I was so freaking nervous. Oh my god, lames, yeah. But yeah, this, I love this outfit I'm wearing so much. This piece is like a mesh, like over, like, you know, just wear it over, what do you call that, cover up, I guess. You could, a lot of people use this as like a beach cover up type thing. So just a mesh outerwear that I have always worn as a dress. So I just wear it with like a tube top and like a stick on bra and shorts underneath, so I cover as much of my body as I want to. And then I just throw this over, and it's easily one of my most comfortable and very, very, like, one of my favorite outfits, honestly, like my all-time favorite outfits. And then one day I saw Nikki tutorials on the Ellen show, and she was wearing this. And I was like, damn, Nikki's wearing this. Like, Nikki has this same exact top, which I thought was really cool, but I think she styled it with like pants and everything. So yeah, love this. I still wear it. Whenever I see it out of the wash, I would just take it and wear it again and again. So it's a very overworn piece that I have. So this next picture, you will see me in my mask-wearing era, because this was when COVID hit. And oh my god, I love a denim skirt. I don't wear it often, because I don't think these skirts, or like short skirts in general, are very comfortable for me to sit in, because like the fupa and the stomach and the everything. So it's just a lot going on. But when I'm standing, I think a denim skirt just looks so good. So even just with a simple t-shirt, I'm wearing like a Cardi B t-shirt here. But I think paired together, it's just a very cute, simple, casual outfit. And I love a denim skirt. I recently bought like a denim maxi skirt, so I'm starting to get into that. But I don't really wear a lot of denim, because I feel it doesn't fit me very well, because I have a dump truck. So like, I mean, I have a big ass, right? So like, it doesn't really fit well, because it might fit well on the ass and then won't really fit well on the waist. So it's just always, I need to go and get these things altered so they actually fit me and my body. But I don't ever get to doing it, so I don't wear them often. So the next two pictures are actually from a shoot I did with Harper's Bazaar. And this is also one of my favoriteest photo shoots I've ever done, because I was actually styled like so well, and the team I worked with really like, they did such a great job. And this custom suit that I'm wearing is from my friend Cheryl, who runs her own custom brand called, her own custom tailor brand called 3-8. So Cheryl is insanely talented. She made this custom suit with like half black white like print for me, and the lining inside the suit is like lion print. It's really, really cool. So I have a whole video I did with Cheryl where we like show you everything, all the custom suit, the custom stuff that she did for myself and my brother. So this suit is, I look so good in a power suit. Like, what even? Okay, so love the suit. Love that. Cheryl, you are amazing at what you do. And this green gown in the other picture. So I bought this online. It's like a velvet gown. I've worn this so often that the strap on one of the sides have already popped. That's probably why I don't wear it anymore. But it's such a nice, like, I love a slit. I love a dress with a slit. It's so flattering. And the slit's like not too high. So it's actually like, I dare to wear this in public, you know. And this jacket wasn't mine. It was something that they started me with at the shoot. But it works so well. Like this shade of brown with the green velvet worked. So would have never paired it together on my own. Looks great. So yeah, that was my 2020 era. Let's go to the next year. 2021. Oh, okay. So this is me wearing a dress from BU Co. So they are a local plus size brand. And I love their stuff. So I have so many pieces from them. They have a lot of really nice pants. And I guess this is also the start of like me. I think around 2021... Around then, I started to like actually explore local plus size brands, and I stopped like assuming that shopping online and just ASOS was like the only place that like guaranteed would have my size. So it's really nice to like discover local brands, and super grateful whenever they reached out to like work together, because it really meant a lot to like have pieces that I actually love added to my wardrobe and stuff that are timeless lah, that I can wear and use, reuse for years, and that actually fit me so well and I was not trying to squeeze into something. So yeah, I really shout out all the brands that like have ever reached out, local brands that have reached out to work with me when it came to like fashion stuff, because it was so rare for me to ever do a fashion collab or work with fashion brands because nobody usually had my size. So yeah, I love this dress, elastic waistband, but the wrap detail is so flattering, especially if you're like a bit self-conscious, and it just looks so good. I also was wearing Melissa shoes in the picture. Love Melissa shoes, very comfy. Okay, let's look at 2022. Oh, 2022, this picture's from Shaq's birthday. So this is not, I would say this is not my typical style to wear something with like that is this loud or like very like noisy print wise, but I don't know, I thought this was really cute. I bought this from ASOS, and I thought the groovy like print on it was really, I thought it was really nice. And I also liked that it was not a bodycon like cinching type of dress, and it was just like comfy lor. So yeah, I didn't expect to actually like feel really comfy or really like this something that was so like not my typical print or style. But yeah, I like this dress a lot. I thought it was really comfy, and I guess as you can tell, I'm clearly a bit more open to wearing things out of my comfort zone nowadays. And when it comes to prints, colours, like I used to always stick to monochromatic stuff. You will see in like, maybe in my poly years and stuff, I wore a lot of black, and I wore a lot of like, even grey, white. Like I was very used to wearing those colours, and you wouldn't really see me wear a lot of like print. But then actually, if you look back at my 2010 days, I wore things like that floral bandage skirt dress and the black and white prints. You know, I was super okay with prints when I was younger, and yeah, I actually dared to wear freaking flannel, floral. I wore all that when I was younger because I know I didn't really like have an opinion on them yet, and I guess I had to wear it and realize, hey, I look like shit, yeah. And then I had an opinion on it. Okay, I really didn't look that bad, but yeah, I think now you clearly can see that like I wore a lot of prints, was trying to figure out what I liked, what I didn't like, and then went to like just wearing monochromatic stuff because didn't really like how I look, didn't really want to like have any attention brought to myself. And then I started to like obviously have a career in the public eye that was all online and everywhere, and then I started to explore my fashion sense again, which I think is quite nice lah, quite full circle lah, because you see me wearing loud ass prints now, and I'm not too opposed to it as I used to be. Okay, so I guess if you want to know how I look in 2023, well bitch, you're looking at her. But also I think I've grown a lot, like when it comes to like daring to wear certain things and knowing what looks good on my body, because I think that's truly what I learned the most now looking back at the fashion, my fashion eras as well. Knowing what kind of cuts and designs and prints and are flattering on me, and like things like my skin tone, you know, my makeup, what's going to complement these things and what's just going to look better on me lah. So learning that was truly like, I guess, how I got to where I am today, where I know what looks good. I know what are certain things I never want to wear, or like I'm not going to gravitate to certain colours or prints because I just, I just know I will not look good. And I guess you know yourself best, right? And what else? I guess if you wear leggings as pants, by all means, do what you want to do. Do whatever's comfortable. Literally, you wearing or other people wearing? You wearing, right? So wear what you want to wear. Kring, kring! We've come to my favorite part of every episode. It is time for your unsolicited advice of the week. I say, if you ugly, don't wear clothes. Woo! No, I'm kidding. I say, wear whatever you want, as long as it's not inappropriate for the occasion. So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're figuring out fashion sense, your style, you're trying to switch things up, you don't like your style, you want to elevate it, I think really just do whatever works for you. Take your time to figure it out. Like, make whatever fashion mistakes you might make. I'm saying mistakes in air quotes because is it really a mistake? If somebody else doesn't like it, you know, who cares, right? Who cares? So let's take a little bit of a rewind to in 2019 when I was on that Korea trip I mentioned. I literally had a picture of me. I thought I looked bomb as hell. And I was wearing that pair of pants that I told you guys I just have in different colorways. And freaking the dumbest bitch in the world, aka Xia Xue, literally reposted a picture of me living my best life on a Korea trip to literally just make fun of how I look. And she was like, anybody gonna tell her? And I think she was referring to my fucking vagina. I think she was referring to my crotch. And honestly, I think people who like call you out for things like a visible panty line, like a fucking camel toe, it's like, my vagina is there. We all know it. Like, what? Like, so it's like, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked I have a vagina. You know, so I don't know. I think it's very gross. And like, for someone to zoom in on your crotch and look at your crotch in a picture and to like, be like, oh, is that a camel toe? You do realize you're literally saying, are those her vagina lips, right? You do realize that's what you're saying when you call out things like a camel toe. So maybe literally get your grimy ass eyes off my crotch and just look at my face. Okay, no, but seriously, I think people who comment on things like that are just honestly nothing better to do. You have to be damn free to zoom into someone's crotch. You have to be some level of free or some level of getting canceled on the internet and have no job and have no friends, you know? You have to be some level of that for like, to look at someone's crotch. But anyways, I guess it's my fault, right? Because I have a crotch. Y'all have eyes. So it's my fault. I guess it's my fucking fault at the end of the day. But yeah, no, I think make all the mistakes you want to make. I think as long as you're not wearing something that I guess, yeah, it's inappropriate for the occasion, I really think you're fine. But also pay attention to like if you are looking to like, if you enjoy fashion, you want to see like what would look better on yourself, you know, actually try things that are out of your comfort zone, you know, especially if you shop online and stuff like that. I'm sure you're constantly surrounded, like you see so many options of things that you wouldn't typically look at. Like maybe try it one day, or maybe like take a look back like what I just did at your fashion eras and be like, you know what, last time I used to wear this a lot, why do I not do that anymore? And then figure out why you stopped wearing something or why you stopped enjoying doing something that brought you a lot of joy in your life, you know. Just do that if you want to like switch it up one day. But I think as long as you're comfortable and you're not harming anyone, I think do whatever you want. And at the end of the day, if you're inside ugly, you're outside ugly. So that's the takeaway from this episode, okay? But if you're inside beautiful, then you're outside beautiful, okay? I'm kidding, you're ugly. Okay, no, I'm kidding. Okay, so anyways, love y'all. I think I can't believe I shamed myself on this episode like that. I hope y'all had fun though. And if you listened to this whole episode and you were clueless about anything I talked about, then what the hell, man? You can watch this episode on Spotify, literally on the go, watch it. And yes, hopefully you're watching it. But let me know what was your favorite Pretty Please era or Pretty era before it was Pretty Please, you know? Let me know. If you picked the 2010s one, then please unfollow me now. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you on the next episode.